Today, the traveller community will honour its heritage and achievements in Tralee as part of Traveller Pride celebrations. Kerry Travellers Health and Community Development Project is hosting an event at Park and Fairsick Denny Street from around 10:30 to 3 p.m. today. There'll be a display of traditional crafts such as tinsmithing, beanie pockets and paper flowers, along with traditional wagon on site as well. And Lifetime Achievement Awards will be presented to members of the community aged 80 and over. With me in the line to talk about this is Bridget Quilligan of the Kerry Traveller and Development Project. Bridget, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
How important a day is this for members of your community?
It's an exceptionally important day, Jerry, because we spend, I suppose, the other 364 days a year looking at issues and what needs to be fixed or what needs to be improved to improve our living conditions. So this is the one day of the year that we can truly devote to celebrating our heritage, our culture, our achievements and our place in Ireland, if you like.
And what sort of a response do you get when you host days like this?
We get a very positive response from all sectors of the Irish society. We get great response from all our allies. We have a lot of people who, you know, from the local towns, wherever we host it, interested in finding out more about traveller culture. You'll always get one or two negative comments or negative, experiences, but we have to overcome that and say overall it's a very, very positive experience for the whole community, both traveller and settled.
Okay, and you've Lifetime Achievement Awards for members of the community who've made it to 80.
We do, we have. So we have a number of people in our community who have made an incredible contribution to our own community and to the wider community in Kerry. So we want to honour them today because we feel that they were really a generation where they really had to struggle. They knew what a struggle was. They lived in very poor conditions and they held on to their culture, their heritage, despite all the barriers that faced them. And they brought up their children in a time where, you know, dignity and respect meant everything. And it still does, and that's something we want to hold true for future generations. But they really taught us an awful lot, and we do really stand on their shoulders because they are incredible human beings and we want to honour them today.
It brings up an issue, I suppose, to do with health for travellers, which is one of your major campaign points, I know, Bridget. Making it to 80 is a real achievement because the life expectancy for a male traveller is 63 and for a female is 71, all years earlier than the general population.
Unfortunately, that's very true, and many of us today, I suppose, would be within our own families, within the community, we mightn't have somebody of that age. So that's why we have to honour the few that we do have of that age, because it is an incredible achievement to make it past 80 in our community, unfortunately.
Bridget, I know you're focusing on the positive. I know there's other activities as well, which is planned for next week. There's a mass on health and wellbeing next Tuesday in St Mary's Cathedral in Killarney as well. What's that?
Oh yeah, no, that's correct. And that would be another celebration because I suppose a lot of our community would have a very strong faith, and it's like people would turn to their faith in their toughest times. So it's really important for our community. We listened to our community that they wanted a mass. So a young man from Killarney called Richard O'Brien organised that mass last year and organised it again this year. So a great appreciation has to be given to Richard for organising that.
Is it a chance to take stock and to see where things are in terms of what you mentioned, the things that need to be fixed and the work that needs to be done to include travellers in Irish life?
Always. It's just inevitable. When you have an event like this, you always take stock of, okay, where we're at, how wonderful it is, now what do we need to do? And how can we improve that so that next year it'll be better or that we have better outcomes? And I suppose the new census is coming out. Some of it has already come out, but we can see already there's a slight improvement in the length of the travellers are living in the next census. So that's very positive for us to know that whatever is happening in society, whatever work we're doing, even though we have so much to do, that there is improvements being made. So we will take time to take stock and see where we want to go. Discrimination, racism is still a massive factor within our community. Lack of recognition of our culture is still one, but we're making headways with that too, because we're working with brilliant partners now, such as the arts and culture in Kerry County Council, different partners to be able to promote that. And there are people who know what they're doing. I suppose we're looking at working with academics, artists, bringing the best people around us to elevate our cause, really. and to make our people more visible and more appreciated in Irish society.
Okay, Bridget, well, listen, thanks for talking to me about it in the programme this morning, and good luck with the day today, 10:30 until 3:00. That's Kerry Traveller Pride Day in Tralee. Bridget Quilligan of the Kerry Traveller Development Project.